If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to call your attention to the book of Job. Job, out of the first chapter, I will begin reading at verse 6. The first chapter of Job, beginning at verse 6, the Bible reads, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Do Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Also verse 22. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Supporting scripture coming from Paul's writing to the Ephesians. Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. Can God depend on you to stand in bad times? Can God depend on you to stand in bad times? No doubt in my mind this morning that God hears and answers prayer. I believe and I do know that prayer will change things. And we've been told and we've been taught and we've learned through our own earthly experiences that once you begin to pray for yourself and you begin to experience for yourself that God does hear your humble cry. Because so many times in our life we've been waiting and hoping and trusting and depending on the prayers of other people. We know that our parents prayed for us. We know they prayed for us on a daily basis. We know that the ministers of God prays for us. But we got to understand that we too can pray. And prayer is not a difficult thing. Prayer is a very easy thing to do because it's just as simple as talking to your neighbor. Just talk to your God and let the Lord know exactly what you need from him. One thing is good to know is that God already knows everything there is to know about you. So you're not telling God anything that he does not already know. But Bible say that there's something that if you want, you got to ask for. And you can't sit back and wait on me to ask for your blessing. You ought to ask God and talk to him on a daily basis for yourself. And then if for some whatever reason that we sort of come up with the same thing and God blesses us that we get confirmation that we're on the same page. Oh, isn't it a blessing when we get confirmation from God? We've been thinking about it. We've been talking about it. We done called somebody about it. But all of a sudden that light clicks on and something lets you know God heard your humble cry. Somebody said that it's not my mother, not my father, not my sister, nor my brother, but it's me. Me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in the house that need prayer? Hallelujah. Did anybody take time out this morning to pray for yourself? Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder this morning, how many of us depend on God for everything that we got and we know that God will make a way in if we call on him? No doubt in our mind that he will come to our rescue.
Do we really believe that? How many of us know that even when we don't have nothing, we can call on our God? For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But I can call on my God. And I know that God is going to do what I ask him to do. How many of you know how much you can depend on God? If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever is going on in your life, whatever happens in your family, if you know that you can depend on God, please, ma'am, please, sir, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, can God depend on you? Woo. It's easy for God to depend on you when your bills has already been paid, when you got a little change left over in the bank, when you got your health and strength, a reasonable portion of health and strength anyway, you're not going through like somebody else is going through. It's easy to tell God, thank you. But I want to know, can God depend on you in the bad times? When you're catching hell. When you already got two bills due and you don't have money to pay them. And when you go to the mailbox, you got a couple of more done that done already come. And that's not enough. After realizing you don't have money to pay your bills, you look in the cupboard and the cupboard is almost bare. And you got children that are hungry and you just don't know what you're going to do. And now that's bad enough, but all of a sudden, one of your babies done got sick and you don't have money to take him to the hospital. Can God depend on you then? I think you know where I'm going now, so I'm going on and go. Hallelujah. But instead of us looking at folk in a judgmental manner, or instead of us criticizing this person or that person, if you could only begin to believe or to think, if I knew what my sister, what my brother is going through, then when I look at them, I look at them another way. We got to come to understand that in these times of which we are living, God has blessed us beyond means. But things around us has changed. We ourselves, we have changed. We are not the people that we used to be. But there was a time that God's people believed that every time they had an opportunity, they wanted to give God the praises. We're living in some different times now, whereas on Sunday evening, there was a time when all day long, there's some old folk in here that can say, when I was a child, we stayed in church all day long. We went to Sunday school. We went to morning worship. And we stayed around and fellowship one with another and had an afternoon service. And in the evening, we came back at night. Some of them will tell you, I walked to church. I walked a mile, I walked 2 miles to church, and some of us stay around the corner. Still want to ride to the house. But I wonder this morning, if you ever begin to think about how blessed you are. We do understand that we're living in a different time, man. We say, well, now, they didn't have the malls. They didn't have the movie theaters. They didn't have transportation. They didn't have all the things we got, so there wasn't anything for them to do, so they just went on to church. You're telling the truth. But now, those new things that we got to do, are they doing anything to help us along the way? One thing about it, when we was in church, we acted like somebody. We watch what come out of our mouth. We took time out to just tarry and wait on God. You know, we got so many instant Christians. We had two services in the early service, I'd do an instant thing. I know them the folks that want to go home quick anyhow. All you got to do is stir up some hot grits and let them go. But every now and then, somebody wants something that's going to stay with them. We, the people of God, has lost our power because we don't have the faith that we used to have. Our faith is not the same faith that our ancestors had that loved the Lord to the degree that whatever they were going through, when they said, I know the Lord will make a way somehow, they meant, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. They didn't say out of one side of their mouth, the Lord will make a way somehow, and out of the other side, they already complaining and crying the blues. But they learned how to praise God anyhow. It seems as though we are not just as spiritually strong as we need to be. But if we began to talk to God, take time out to have conversation with God. There used to be a time when we didn't mind talking to God. And I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here somewhat like Isaiah? Isaiah said, if the Lord needs somebody, send me. I'll go. But if God needs somebody today, everybody got somewhere to go. Everybody got something to do. We tell you, you should have told me that last. Should have told me that last week. I'm not ready for that. Don't tell me nothing at the last minute. Expect me to jump up and do it. Well, now, how about those times when you ask God at the last minute to bless you? He already been seeing you suffering, been seeing you going through, and you waited, you tried everything else, and now you got to try God. What if God said, why you come to me now? Go back where you come from. Try some of those other sources that you already tried and they failed too. But isn't it amazing how once we try everything else and it doesn't work, then here we come running. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. But the good thing is that we serve a God that regardless of how many times we went somewhere else, he's still standing right there. Still got his arms wide open. And I love the fact that he's not going to turn you away. God, we'll hear your humble cry. I believe this morning that God wants somebody that he can depend on. God wants somebody that'll be faithful in any situation. And I wonder, could God have confidence in you to where he could brag on your faithfulness? Could God look at your life this morning and say that I know that my child, my daughter is not going to fail on me? Could God look at you this morning and tell this devil that anything you put against my child, he's not going to stop serving me. He's not going to stop loving me. Could God say this morning, Brother Davis, that if you don't have even your eyesight, will you still love me anyhow? See, that's what I'm talking about. When you don't have those things that you used to have and those things that we take for granted, are we still willing to trust God? Sometimes God allows Satan to attack us. For whatever reason he allows it, Satan cannot do no more than God allows him to do. But I wonder when the attacker comes, will you stand fast and depend on God? Now, depend means to be determined by something else, to rely on for support or aid. When you depend on something, then we are saying they are trustworthy. When you depend on something, you are not wavering or wavering. You know that God will come to your rescue. Can God depend on you to stand in the bad times? It's easy for us to sit back and say what we would do. But what about when things really come home? Instead of being over at the Joneses, now it's at your house. Trouble done hit your house. Hell done broke loose in your house. Nobody seemed to get along in your house. Seemed like that the devil is on the rampage, and out of all that you try to do, didn't you know that the Bible said, when I will do good, evil is always present. We got to understand how it is to steal away and call on the name of the Lord. One thing is for sure is that when things began to go bad, it began to take a toll on us. You know how it is when we first start going through. We say, Lord, I know I'm going to be all right. But if it lasts more than a week at a time, we began to ponder and wonder, Lord, have you left me? We began to question, Lord, what have I done that you hadn't heard my humble cry? We began to feel sorry for ourselves. We began to sneak away into depression. Anybody ever been stressed out and depressed because they just don't know how they're going to make ends meet? Anybody ever been so stressed that they just don't even want to talk to nobody? Get in there up in the morning, you don't want nobody talking to you. You know how it is. You've been worried all night long. Been crying all night long. You wake up in the morning, man, you haven't got any relief. You don't want to be bothered with nobody. When you're going through your bad times, don't nobody want to hear some more bad news. When you're already down at your lowest point, why is it that we like to go by and just step on somebody, just mash it around a little bit? We got folk that like to see you down, like to see you out, like to see you without anything. Whole lot of folk, you think, love, you ain't care nothing about you. Soon as they find out you don't have nothing, they run and tell somebody, John, let me tell you that so-called wannabe, they done took that car from them. You've been jealous ever since they got the car. Lord, what they doing? Must be selling drugs. Must be doing something illegal. They ain't got no money to buy no car. But you don't know where the blessing come from. Maybe somebody dropped a lot of money in their lap and you didn't know nothing about it. Got any sense? If you got anything, you better not let them know about it. You got more friends now than you got enemy. Everybody want to be your friend. Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor. Now, we got some folk in here. Uh-huh. Now, yeah, I'm going to say this. We going to wear out trying to hit the lottery and going to be taking God's money, buying lottery tickets. Now you do God right first. Amen. I ain't mad at you if you hit. But do what you're supposed to do. $10 million in one day. And everybody's supposed to be broken out of work. Somebody got some money somewhere. It wasn't the rich folk that went out there and bought them tickets. They already got money. It's been said in life. God wants you to hear that. That wasn't on my notes. I'm one this morning that can say that out of all that I've been through, thank you, Jesus, I still got my joy. Because when you see, when things begin to happen, I can say that I prayed about it. And I know that God hears and answers prayer. In our text this morning, we have an example of how it is to never bother anybody and love God and live right. And yet, when you do all that you know how to do, sometimes God will allow evil to come into your life. But as we share here in the book of Job, the first book of wisdom of the Old Testament, we find out how we should handle when tragedy springs up in our lives. It's one thing to say that I love the Lord, but I wonder, do you love God when you're going through your worst times? You see, when you're at your worst condition, when things are really falling apart, that's when you need to know how to trust and look up to God. Now, we're talking this morning about a man by the name of Job. The Bible said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Job was a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and one that shunned evil. Job was one that were born, and he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. So Job had 10 children. The Bible says his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was one of the greatest men in the East. On one particular day, Job's sons and daughters were feasting. And while they were feasting, we find that the Bible says that Job went in prayer for them. Don't you know, when you are a parent that loves your child, when they're out of your sight, when they're somewhere, regardless of whether you know where they are or not, you still pray to God, Lord, watch over my child. But now the Bible says there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Now the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's not a man like the man Job. Job loves me. I can depend on Job to stand. I can depend on Job to hold up the bloodstained banner. I can depend on Job. If everything else fall apart, I can depend on Job. The devil said, has thou not built a hedge around him? Didn't you make it possible that he were blessed at his hands? Everything he put his hands to, he's blessed. He's rich. He got everything that a man could ask for. But I believe that if you take away his possessions, if you take away everything that Job got, I believe Job would curse you to your face. Verse 12, the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put forth not thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, here we have a picture of a man that loved God, a man that shunned evil, a man that did everything that God would have him to do. A man that God loved and believed in so much that God believed that I could depend on Job. But let us look at what happened. On the first assault, the Bible said there was a day when his sons and his daughter were eating and drinking wine in the elder's brother's house. There came a messenger unto Job. And the messenger said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell among them and took them away. Yet they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I'm the only one got away, and I come back to tell you about your loss. While he was yet speaking, there also came another and said unto him, the fire of God is fallen down from heaven, have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I'm the only one that escaped to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, things already getting bad, there came another and said, the Shindians made out three bands and fell upon the camels and slayed thy servants with the edge of the sword. And I'm the only one that escaped to tell thee. But while he was yet speaking, there came another also and said, thy sons and thy daughters, they were eating and they were drinking wine in the elder's brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness that smote the four corners of the house. And it fell down on the young men and they are dead, and I'm the only one that escaped to tell thee. Now think, in the course of one day, this man of God, this man, this righteous man of God, not a name of Job, got news from four different messengers that he done lost everything that he had. This was a rich man. Right. But now he done lost everything that he possessed. The last messenger came and he let him know that even your sons and your daughters, they are dead now. Right. You would think out of all of that calamity that Job would have talked against God. But the Bible says Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, fell down on the ground, and began to worship his God. See, when things get bad, you can't go running off to the wilderness. You got to learn how to talk to God anyhow. And Job said, naked came I from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all of this Job did not see. Out of all that Job had gone through, Job still didn't talk against God foolishly. How some of us would have began to think about, Lord, why me? Lord, you done took everything that I had. Then you came back and you got my church. There ought to be somebody this morning that can depend on the power of God. Well, I stopped by to let you know that when the devil get on your track, if he don't get you the first time, the devil will always try you again. When the devil didn't succeed the first time, the Bible said that there came another day when Satan and the Lord began to talk. And Satan told the Lord, you done made it away. If you take something and go against his body, I believe he will curse you to your face. I realized this morning that I've taken everything that he got, and he still did not curse you. But I believe if you put your hands on his body, if you take him by the hand, if you mess with his body, that he will curse you at your face. So put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, but he will not curse thy face. And the Lord God said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand. You can mess with his body, but you cannot have his life. I'm glad to serve a God this morning that'll do anything I need him to do. I found out one day that even though the devil tried him, that God was yet on Job's side. I found out in the word of God that Job said, I'm going to serve the Lord. Anyhow, when things began to get rough, you better learn how to stand up for the Lord. When I look here in the word of God, the Bible tells us that there were sore boils all over Job's body. He had boils from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet. They tell me that Job had three friends that stopped by when you're going through a bad time. You ought to have somebody that'll say, I'll come and help you. I'll come and pray with you. I'm concerned about what you're going through. I heard that you lost everything you got. I heard that all of your children are dead. But when they got there, they sat down in the ashes, and Job wouldn't open up his mouth. They tell me that for a whole week, for 7 days, Job just sat right there, never opening up his mouth. When you begin to go through, you better learn how to be still and let God be God. You better learn how to steal away and let the Lord minister to your heart and mind. I find in the word of God that in the third chapter, Job opened up his mouth and said, let the day perish. The day that I was born, I wish that I'd never been born. I wish that the night that I was conceived, that night wouldn't have never happened. For if I had not lived, I wouldn't be going through right now. I wouldn't have this heavy load on my shoulder. But I'm glad, because Job said, if I had not been born, I would have been in a place where the wicked were seized from troubling, and the weary would be at rest. But I found out when things happen in your life, when you get at your lowest point, when it's sickness or death or whatever comes your way, you better learn, can God depend on you like he depend on Job? Will you stand steadfast? Will you load on the God's unchanging hand? You better know that this battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And if you're going to stand for the Lord thy God, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers in darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein we stand, that quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Having done all to stand. Can God depend on you to stand? Well, if you stand, God will, out of all your suffering, God will bless you. You might suffer today, but if you hold on and hold out, God will make a way. I heard the Lord say, when Job looked at his condition, he said, I have heard of thee by my ear, but now my eyes see. In other words, Job said, I know for myself that if I'm going to hell, God will bring me out. The Bible said that after this, the Lord said, I'm going to give you double what you had before. Everything that Job lost, God gave it back to him. Double fold. So if you're going through, just stand for God anyhow. When you're going through, no matter who you are, God hears and answers prayer. For I know what prayer can do, but it's only just a test that you might be going through. So when you're going through your test, hold on to God. Unchanging hand. Can God depend on you to stand in the bad times? When you just don't know what you're going to do, can he depend on you to stand? Hallelujah, Jesus. Mother Pearson, when you got the bad news last week, and you see a praise God anyhow, because you know what God can do. See, we are witnesses this morning that man can say one thing, but when you talk to God, God will hear your cry. Somebody love the Lord this morning. Say yeah. Yes, sir. Can God depend on you? Not me, not Faust Chapel, but can your God depend on you to praise him when things are going bad in your life? Remember, and I believe Job felt like that weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Anybody got joy this morning? Anybody been going through? Have God blessed anybody in the house? Have God delivered anybody? Have God made a way out of no way? Have God taken you? Hallelujah, Jesus. And bless you. You can always depend on God. But can God depend on you?